have been quite concerned about the factional fights that are happening. And we are saying to leaders of political parties, and in this instance, we are specifically saying to ZANU-PF, they need to rein in their supporters. And I think as an organization, what we are recognizing is that there is a violation of people's rights, because people have the right and the freedom to associate with whoever they want to associate with. And if people have traveled to Harare because they wanted to be part of a process in Harare, there was no need for anyone else to want to violate their rights and then physically attack them.
You are also citing this group calling itself Al-Shabaab in Kwekwe. Which faction, if any, does it identify itself with?
We are not really concerned about whoever is the faction leader, but we are saying that they need to do away with violence. Allow people to be able to choose what they want. It is the violence that is coming out of all this that is of concern to us.
How widespread is this violence? Is it confined to Kwekwe or it's becoming a national problem?
This is a problem that is growing in most parts of the country. And if you look at our report in the last few months, we have spoken a lot about how intra-party conflict is growing. And I think this is a cancer that needs to be nipped in the bud.